I'm Ruth Kramer with Vision Network News. Conflict in Rafah, Palestinian statehood. These are the latest conversations on the war in the Holy Land. Then later, teachers in East Africa are equipped for a timely ministry. We'll give you the details in just a few moments. But first, Israel continues its restrained assault on Rafah today after announcing the Gaza war would likely continue for several more months. Meanwhile, in a sign of Israel's growing isolation, Ireland, Norway, and Spain officially accepted Palestine statehood on Tuesday. These and other European nations are pushing other countries to do the same, saying this recognition is the only way to ensure peace. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle says,
what they're asking for is to turn the clock back 60 years and do something that's never been done in history. Israel's not going to give up the Golan Heights, have a Jerusalem. It's not going to happen.
Doyle says the brutal massacre on October 7th changed everything.
Before October 7th, a lot of Israelis would have said, Gaza's all yours. Many of them were just wanting peace. Now, the leaders of Hamas are saying they don't want a two-state solution. They want a one-state solution with them in charge and Israel gone from the river to the sea. That's ethnic cleansing of Israel in their homeland.
The only feasible solution, he says, is a spiritual one.
A massive turning to God and a reconciliation to him through Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that will bring any kind of change in the Middle East.
Pray leaders in Israel and Hamas will encounter and believe the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. Pray their lives will change and the war would end as a result. Meanwhile, these days, if you see images of Arabs and Jews in one place, you'll often see conflict, shouting, or violence. But Israeli and Arab pastors are defying expectations to elevate the gospel. Recently, Pastor Konstantin Tzvian with the Beit Hillel congregation in Ashdod, Israel, traveled to a conference in Turkey. There, he met with other pastors from across the Middle East and North Africa. Pastor Tzvian says,
they gather together and pray, preach, and it was amazing because we also shared that, yes, we are now in Israel and we pray for you, pray for Muslim countries, pray for Arab countries, because we know that we are brothers and we know a lot of Christians now there also standing and pray for Israel.
Additionally, ever since Hamas's attack on October 7, Beit Hillel congregation gathers believers in Israel for 1 hour every morning and evening to pray for peace and even to pray for the terrorists.
We bless Hezbollah. We bless Hamas because God told us you need to bless your enemies. And we bless them. And it's tough, very tough, but we do as our God told us to do.
Pray with our Christian brothers and sisters in Israel that both Jews and Arabs would know Jesus.
We pray for peace, peace for Jerusalem, peace for Israel, peace for every neighbor.
And hundreds of Christian teachers in East Africa gathered recently to learn more about spiritual freedom ministry. Dave McIntyre with Set Free Global, a division of Set Free, says 200 teachers came from across the region.
In the past, we were never able to do a teachers conference because we didn't have a place we could bring them all. But now, as soon as the kids are done with their term at Light Academy, we bring all of our teachers in and get them together.
At Set Free Global's second annual conference, speakers expanded on concepts introduced last year.
One of our major themes is discipleship. Everything we do is focused on developing them, not just academically, but also spiritually. And that starts with our teachers. Many of our teachers had the idea that discipleship was the function of the school chaplain.
Impoverished kids often learn about Christ for the first time at one of Set Free's 10 primary schools. Today, that outreach is expanding as teachers take their ministry beyond the classroom.
Last year, we had 854 young people and 323 parents and guardians come to Christ because our teachers are going into the villages and working with not just the student, but also their families.
Praise God for this amazing impact across East Africa. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org.
All of our teachers caught the vision that they're examples of Christ in their classrooms.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ms. Kramer.